Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Today, we're looking at Acts chapter 12, verse 24. It says this, "But the word of God increased and multiplied." The reality of God's word increasing and the number of believers increasing is a concept we've seen several times in the book of Acts. In fact, just about every time we think the church would be decreasing due to the pressures and hostilities of the world, God does the opposite through the church. All of this to show us God's unstoppable power and purpose for His glory going to all the nations. But it still causes us to wonder, how can that be? And why does God allow the hostility to continue? Well, Chuck Swindoll shared a story that in the northeastern United States, codfish are a big commercial business. There's a market for eastern cod all over the United States, especially in the sections farthest removed from the northeastern coastline. But the public demand created a problem for the shippers. At first, they would freeze the codfish and then ship them, but freezing them would take away much of the flavor. So they experimented with shipping them alive in the tanks of seawater. But that didn't fix the problem either. In fact, it made the problem even worse. Not only did the cod still lose their flavor, but they became soft and mushy. The texture of the fish was seriously damaged. Finally, an outside-the-box thinker solved the problem. The codfish were placed in the tank of water along with their natural enemy, the catfish. So from the time the cod left the East Coast until it arrived at its westernmost destination, those ornery catfish chased the cod all over the tank. And when the cod arrived at the market, they were as fresh as when they were first snatched out of the water, and there was no loss of flavor, nor was the texture affected. If anything, they were better than before. And what's true about the codfish is also true about the group of people who call themselves disciples of Christ. The group is known as the church, and we are surrounded by catfish. But for obvious reasons, the Lord put the church in a hostile environment in the world. And from the very inception of the church, she has faced opposition and has gone through and continues to go through some extremely difficult circumstances. And through it all, not only has she survived, but she has thrived and grown by leaps and bounds, and the gates of hell have not been, and nor will they ever be able to prevail against the church. It's through the tension that the image of God shines through, and it's through the hostility that the character of Christ is most clearly revealed and seen to be the church's greatest treasure. Why is it necessary that the church should have the experience of suffering? It's to demonstrate to the world that though the kings of the earth gather themselves against the Lord and against His Christ, yet all that they can do is in vain. God is in the midst, and His power and fame are primary and everlasting. So mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be soft and mushy codfish. Teach them to make God's fame the aim of their life, even in the midst of many dangers, toils, and snares, and demonstrate for them earnest prayer and perseverance, and watch their joy grow in full measure. There have been many enemies come against the Lord and His church, and those enemies have all been broken down. Voltaire, a French atheist in the mid-1700s, boasted that in 50 years the world would hear no more of the Bible. When he died in 1778, a Greek New Testament sold to the British Museum for $500,000, while a copy of Voltaire's book sold for 80 cents. 50 years later, the Geneva Bible Society turned Voltaire's house into a print shop and printed thousands of Bibles on the dead man's printing press. So, walk with Jesus day by day, because His word and reign endure forever. And when you pray today, please pray for Phil and Luana Knott, Missionary Coordinator of Africa. And also pray for our LifeWord English broadcast in Canada, South Africa, and right here in the United States.